USA Radio News.
Encouraging news about the COVID vaccine. Researchers announced yesterday the AstraZeneca vaccine is effective against the UK variant strain B117, that variant now present in over 30 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's spreading because we're giving it an opportunity to.
The evolution of variants occurs only when you have a certain degree of replication of the virus in the community. And that means spread from person to person. Viruses will not evolve and mutate if you do not give them an open playing field to replicate and replicate in essentially an unbridled fashion.
Hawaii, the latest state to announce a case of the B117 strain. The president's $2 trillion COVID relief bill now a step closer to passage. The House and the Senate yesterday passed a budget resolution that blocks Republicans from filibustering the bill. The vote on the relief bill expected to come next month. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
The unemployment rate drops, but the new jobs report contains troubling signs. The report released yesterday shows a net gain of almost 50,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate drops to 6.3%. But one economist tells CBS News, don't be fooled.
The unemployment rate went down for the wrong reasons, right? We've got extremely low employment to population ratio. Not as many people are looking for jobs as we would usually see. And it gets to the fact that the sense that they don't think they can get a job in the COVID recession or the COVID environment.
That's Diane Swack, the chief economist for Grant Thornton, one of the world's top accounting agencies. The report shows long-term unemployment, meaning those unemployed for 6 months or more, is almost 40%, close to the record 46% set in 2010. A German woman charged for her role in the Holocaust. The unidentified woman accused of aiding and abetting the murders of over 10,000 people while she worked at a Nazi concentration camp. She'll be tried in juvenile court because she was a minor when she worked at the camp as a stenographer and secretary for the camp commander. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Another COVID vaccine could be on the market in just a matter of weeks. Here's Tim Berg.
Johnson & Johnson is requesting the FDA grant emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. Experts believe the vaccine could be approved by the end of February if it gets the go-ahead.
So this third vaccine really could be a home run, right? There's so much demand out there that this, an additional supply would be so important. And the reason why we're so excited about this vaccine is it's a single shot, no sub-zero freezing. We've seen incredible efficacy at preventing 100% of hospitalizations and deaths. So we're all excited about this vaccine. Now it goes to emergency use authorization.
Dr. John Brownstein speaking there on ABC News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Republicans can claim victory in the last remaining undecided congressional race. Claudia Tenney elected in New York's 22nd House District after the state Supreme Court rules yesterday the results of November's election can be certified. Tenney beats Democratic incumbent Anthony Brindisi by just over 100 votes. Brindisi is appealing the ruling. Democrats hold a 9-seat edge in the House. 2 seats are vacant. Pictures of the red planet coming in from China's first mission to Mars. The probe has been circling Mars since July, and it's expected to land a rover on the surface to collect soil samples. Some NBA stars not happy with the association's plan to host the All-Star game. LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Kawhi Leonard among those voicing their opposition. Leonard says the NBA is putting money over health. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.